The street's been asking for it, so it's time you give them what they want. Instincts, hit them with that A1, unfiltered product.
I guess I can't tell y'all where I'm going till I show you where I come from. Now I pause, take a palm, mission unknown. No pain, no problem, it's all that's the door. Find where belong, look at the minor league. And enough is to follow, feeling drawn to the snare of a tram, a role model. Lost within, waging this war to find balance. A refuge, a balance, a pawn to the challenge. Had asthma for years, found it hard to be heard. Radical breath, the shit that kept the snake off the curb long enough to study the world's world. What's hot, we drunk, pound on my mind, find a sense when he earned. Enough, I'm off the box up. Dismissed as coward enough to put it in the heart. This life and sound was over the kids. But me, she did with nothing she hid. Tear drops soaking about you. That pain was so thick and still killing.
Some were born leaders, and some were born followers. And some learned to follow leaders in the greatness, eventually becoming leaders. Which one are you? Gloria. X1. Admiral,
I
come on.
I still feel like a thing in the restroom. My eyes are overwhelmed by images of this man in his tomb. But 86, assuming his position, go figure. I'm left to play through the mercy when I sold to this nigga. Back and forth from the fury, ways of war to see clearly. Hoping to miss the time of gas. Emerging cure me to this day. That pain pan relentless. My mom found solace within the warm bottle, numbing the senses. Found my saints on my way to the bench. The sickness of the lifeless. Block rolls, I'm saving my life. A man is still cold. Spit up the food for the switches. To each and all my young guns running these deep flying. The girl in the jewels of pain. Try to return on their mind. Try to be that man. My niggas missed on they come up. Give them hope their feelings is fucked. And their pockets is fucked too. Facial expressions is fuck you. I wore them shoes. I ain't blaming them, dude. And this is food for them same strips. Same brick, same benches, same plots. If dark cops hop, them same fences, same plots. Youngin', lost up in the trenches. Blinded by the ground, now I see it through clear lenses. Yeah, I was lost up in the trenches. Blinded by the ground, now I see it through clear lenses.
Goody good, y'all. This your girl, Miss. You're tuning in to the Promote Your Business Show. Monday 9 on the radio. And we're going to get on the popping as always. Be sure to sure today. So let's make this show start. Now, you know, last week Wednesday, you know, I gave my mother, sis, well, my sis, Nick, shout out, is going to be featured in a new book that's coming out. And, she may call in tonight if she's able to give any information about the book. She may call in tonight, but if she don't, I'm going to congratulate her again. You know, on being a featured author in this new book coming out. And I understand, you know, you can't, you know, talk about it like that. So, as I'm on the show right now, I'm tuning to my favorite podcast show, Game Time Audible. And I'm chilling with the fellas as I do the show, you know. And Game Time Audible comes on every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. It's on for 2 hours. I think it's 2 hours it's on YouTube. All you gotta do is go to Game Time. Subscribe. On the bell for the notification so you know what's going on. You can, if you're a sports fan, you can chime in. Because they talk sports. They talk basketball. They talk football, college basketball. College basketball started that night. And I missed the game. I'm supposed to be watching my Miss State play last night, and I totally forgot and missed the game. But for sure, on Game Time, they talked about it. My boy E-Buck and Hugh Lee. Yep, and Hugh Lee, Pure to the Game. It's a blog, a sports blog, that he does. If you put Pure, then the number 2 to the game, you can follow that sports blog for the latest sports information from Hugh Lee. Yep. And like I said, you know, people may call in, may not call in, but it's okay. It's okay if people don't call in. We still going to be promoting some businesses here. So, as you know, I mentioned this many those who are frequent listeners of the show. I haven't mentioned it, you know, lately, but you know I've mentioned. No, I have mentioned the Foundation. And also mentioning the Foundation, I mentioned Black Oppressor. Right? I mentioned the Black Oppressor. And the Black Oppressor is connected to, it's part of, not connected to, but part of the Black Oppressor Foundation. And if you go there now, you will see the newest items that we have up, right? And I'm going to tell you them right now, so you can check it out for yourself. It's blackokeforever.com. It's B-A-K-O-K-E forever. I want you to spell it B-A-K-O-A-K. Spell it that way. Blackoke is spelled. Because some people, you know, you hear a word and you spell it how it sounds, but then without the person spelling it for you, you may be spelling it wrong. Just the way it sounds, they always spell it, and it's not. So, items we have here. Is loading. So we have the Black Oak Forever Foundation t-shirts. We have hoodies. We have notebooks. We have bags. We have the the canvas bags, and also the sweatshirts. I'm going to tell you the price of each new item. So the t-shirts are $25.99. Hoodies are $39.99. Sweatshirts are $35.99. The notebook is $18.99. And the canvas bag is $25.99. Now, each item in the store gives us a profit, right? And that money goes to the Black Oppressor Foundation, right? So if you, when you go to the website, you will see at the top of the header, you will see that there's coupon codes. The one to use for the store, because two codes will pop up, and the one to use is, let me go back up to the top, because two codes pop up, and the code, I need to go fix the code because there can be two codes. But if the code JJ pops up, when you see the code JJ Sani, That is the code used for the store. If that code doesn't pop up and you see the R212, that code is for the store. But being that it's there, you can still use it. If a code pops up when you're on the website, you can use it for free shipping on your order. I know a lot of y'all probably saying, I'd rather discount on items than free. Trust me, you would rather free shipping than discount off the items. Because the way things are going, they may charge you an arm and a leg just to ship one damn item. Let's say you get the notebook, which is $18.99. Now, pay for $18.99 item, let's say they charge you $10 because of the inflation, they charge you $10. Right? And then if they tax on the item, you're paying $10 for shipping to the right there, that's $28.99 without even adding the tax. Right? I'm going to tell you exactly what the total is going to be. Because I'm going to purchase it. And I'm going to tell you exactly what the total is going to be. But what's good is that if you can't afford to pay right now, you do have to pay. Is where it breaks down. So say like your total is $28, right? $28.99. It'll break down. Pay. If you have to pay, it'll break down your payment for the item in full installments. Right now, it's showing like $99. So, four payments, $4.75 a piece, you will pay off the $8.99. I know for some people times is hard, so I know even $18 may seem like when you really have it. So I'm gonna tell you how much this costs. It comes in white, black, pink, a pastel pink, and a navy. So the Black Oak Forever notebooks come in white, black, pastel pink, and a deep navy. And it has the logo on it. Right? So I'm going to do pastel pink. Be the color I want. So remember I said it's $18.99 total, right? So you got the cart. Let's go to the cart. And it's also, you have PayPal. You have, like I said, you can do PayPal, Afterpay, Google Pay, right? And you have 30-day free return policy. So that's checkout. So if you hit checkout, that means you're paying by credit card. I could put the promo code. I want to see okay, let's see here. So when you get to the PayPal page, put your email address, first name, last name, right? So let's do that. Then do first name, last name. You got to put your address, where you want to ship to, right? So we got that part filled in. They want you to put a phone number. And the reason why they want you to put a phone number is so that they can call you to let you know your order's been shipped, or if you placed an order and they'll just say, out of the color shows, right? And then you just say, you get another color, being that the end of the color. You know how businesses do sometimes. They may run out of an item and they call you and say, I ran out of the item and the color you need. Would you like another color? They may even call you and say that. Let's say deliver the address. Right? Okay, so now. For them to ship it, so they're doing standard delivery. For them to ship it is $4.99, right? And the sales tax is $1.59. So your total for this item is going to be $25.57. Now, and I know for some of you, like I said, it may be a lot for y'all. Because, you know, you don't really have it like that. If you pick Apple Pay, they'll pay $25.57 into four payments for you. That's what makes it so good that you can shop on any store that has Apple Pay on it. That's what makes it so good is because being that they break it for instance for you, and they're using Afterpay, and it breaks down the $25.57 forward evenly, and then yeah, right? So they'll say, okay, it's $25.57 split ways. This is your first installment you have to pay. You can change it. So if you do Afterpay, right? You Afterpay, you will have four payments of $6.39. Four payments of $6.39. Now I want y'all to breaking this down for y'all because you might say I don't want $18.99 for a notebook. Right? But just if you now remember what I told you, the code was a J tiny code, there's a J tiny code and there's a R2S12. Right? That code is a 12. Right? That code gives free shipping. Thing you would pay. So if I use promo code, so now we know that without the promo code, for that one notebook, it is $25.57. Right? And if I put the promo code in, okay, with the promo code, it'll type exactly is with caps. Okay, I should apply the code. Okay, for some reason it didn't apply the code. So we know, so it's saying code could be, I don't know why, but but okay, so we know it's $18.99 and the tax is $1.59. So you know the item is gonna come up to $20-something, not 20, less than 25 with the code. If you apply the code, it should be lesser than $25 with the promo code. But you got to, for those listening, to remember the money made from the store goes to the foundation. And the price, trying to make the prices as reasonable as we can, but they can make a profit. And that money will go to the foundation. And so this is a great support foundation. Because you know how, you know, nonprofits do stuff in the mail to donation, you see it say, it says 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 50, 100. Some might say, some might start 15 and go all the way up. Because I had got one in the mail and I threw it out. I had one that I could use as a reference. But some of these, like, they start at 15, they go up, and they say, well, whatever amount you donate. You know, they ask, they put the money amount except, and then they have a blank where you can say how much you can donate, and they will take your donation. Right, and they will take your donation. So, if you don't want to buy an item, you can always make a donation. If you use Cash App, the founder of Cash App, I think it's Black Oak Forever. That's the Cash App. I think it's Black Oak Forever. Okay, right now I'm going to Cash App. And I will see what it is. Right? And I'm... So, so if you want to buy an item from the store, you can send money to the Cash App. And just a minute here, and I will tell you. So you could do it that way. I think it might be Black Oak Forever. And it might be just Black Oak Forever. I'm checking to make sure so that when you make the decision, you make it to the right one. Because, you know, people might... You know, people might make a Cash App in your business's name. Let's say you don't have a Cash App business. Somebody made a Cash App in your, you understand? Somebody makes a Cash App in your business's name so that they... from your business. And that's crazy. Why would you do that? As a person, why would you do that? right? As a business, why would you do that? As a business, why would you do that? If you're not the person who owns the business, why would you put the cash out in the business's name just so you can? I've watched Roland Martin, and he's on his show. He's saying that people take cash out in his name. So when people were sending money, they were sending money to the fake Cash App, and people were getting money from the fake Cash App in his name. And he had to tell his listeners that it's not me, don't send me. And he had to tell them over and over. This is his Cash App, his PayPal, and all that stuff. Because people really do stuff like that. And I'm like, why? And I get that some people like some people are just people like that. Why would you want to steal? You're stealing from Martin and two, stealing his listeners' money. Yep. And that's not right. Not right. That is not right to the people. Yep, that's not right. And you know, it's about this business that I'm about to tell you. Gigi's products. And you know, you can go to ggsproducts.com. That's ggsproducts.com. And it's all two products, handmade for her. Yep. Bunch of products handmade by her. You can follow her through Instagram. Just when you remember, if you Google Gigi's products, it should come up. Yep. You Google these products, and I love telling you about Gigi's products. She sent me the mango body butter. Now, I'm not a fan of mango, the fruit itself, but that was some body butter. The sample, I put it on my hands, because when the weather gets cold, even though I put lotion on, get ashy, and I put body butter on my hand. My ash wasn't green. It looked green, but it wasn't greasy. Try to support products. Just Google the name. The website should come up. Social media should come up. Yep. And the next company I want to talk about is Signature Apparel. Yes, that's what I want to say. Yeah, Gloria Signature Apparel. Yep. So, yes. So, for the Black Oakfeller Foundation, the paper is Black Oakfeller. But I think I'm going to add the foundation part to it. So, you know, that's it. Yep, me once. Oh, okay. I guess, so if I add foundation, it's too long. They're telling me if I change it to Black or Pepper Foundation, it's too long. What you name it? B? Okay. B O F. Okay, foundation. That's what it's going to be now. The cat. So now I fixed it. The Cash App is BOF Foundation. For those who donate through Cash App to the foundation. And you know what's crazy about Cash App? Is that a lot of people who use Cash App said that they get a request for money, that people, you know, they got requests for people to send for some people for them money. I'm like, so if you, at the sound of my voice, you hear me say BOF Foundation, Black Oak Foundation, that's Cash App. Please send a request and ask him. Please do not do that. Yep, please do not do that. That Cash App is for people who want to make donation. And I was going to do a Venmo. I think Zelle. I think with Zelle, all you have to do is put the email attached to the account. I think how Zelle works. So the person will give you an email connected to their Zelle. And you can send them Zelle. But if you have a bank account, and I was like, I like that. I like Zelle. You connect your bank account, and whatever Zelle is attached to the account, it'll send it to that account. So that's the Cash App. Once again, Cash App for the Black Foundation. If you want to make a donate to Cash App. It is BOF Foundation. Yep. It's BOF Foundation. Yep, for the sound, I'm not talking. Yep. So, you are tuned into BO, like I said, today. From the page for airwaves. Oh my God, I said the show name. I just said BOE for the pages for the airwaves. This is the promote show of the show. Sorry about that, y'all. I also be talking about the Black Forever Foundation that the BOE is stuck in my head. Show number 99. I think for the woman show, which will be in December, I think for the 100th show, I may go earlier than nine, and go 3 hours. For the 100th show, I may go 3 hours instead of 2 hours. And I may go earlier than 9. Because I know people's time is a certain time. And, you know, they probably wish the show was, you know, dang, 9. It's not a bad time, but I'm in the bed at 9. I get up and go to work. My rest. So I was telling you about Gloria Signature Apparel. You can go to their website, GloriaSignatureApparel.com. Check out the latest items. I'm going to tell you about a few podcasts right now. One is The Pivot that you can watch on YouTube. Episodes drop every Tuesday on YouTube. It's with Ryan Clark, Ryan Crowder, and Fred Taylor. That's The Pivot. Yeah. The latest episode features Fat Joe and another podcast you should check out is An Expert Opinion. Hosted by Hoffa, who is a legend of battle rap. And the show started off, because I know I mentioned it before, but the show started off where he would interview battle rappers, because that's where he came. That's where he came from, battle rap. So he would interview battle rappers. But a lot of the battle rappers didn't want to come and do his show. Those that did his show. Because, you know, a lot of them didn't want to do the show. There were some that did the show. And I think some did it because it gave them exposure. You understand what I'm saying? And then when the battle rappers didn't want to come and do the show, he started getting actual celebrities, hip hop, you know, in hip hop, in sports. His episode he did with Derrick Rose. Now Derrick Rose is a former engineer, and he does interviews, and he contacted Rafa to do my expert opinion. Another episode, he has the baby. Another episode, he has Cypher Sound from Hot 97 and Rosenberg. And he has another episode that's featuring Joe Button and Queen's Flip. And they're talking about that episode is about one of his two guys he has co-hosting with him on the show that I know, and they're talking about that situation. Maybe so you can check all of that, those podcasts out on YouTube. Just put in Matt Hoffa, M-A-T-H-H-O-F-F-A. And the other one is The Pivot. Now, new talk show that you should check out is called Karamo. You know who Karamo is? Karamo's from the reboot of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. He's from the reboot. And he's on talk show now. For those that love Tri City Area, we got Channel 11, which is WPIX places, and also the CW. WPIX, the CW. And on at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'll be hours ahead Pacific Time. If it shows in LA, I don't know. And you can watch episodes we can't watch because you're at work. You can watch episodes of the show on YouTube. Yep. So, Karamo's show, how can I describe it? Karamo's show is more mixed with compare talk show with it, like a talk show I've seen before. It's more mixed with I don't want to say open. But I would say more. It's Maury-esque, but it's not ratchet. It's like Maury does the DNA test. It can be ratchet with doing the DNA test, but it's not the ratchet set. Because how he got his talk show was filling in for Maury on his show. And that's how Karamo got his talk show. And so that's why I'm saying it's Maury-esque, because it's not a ratchet type of Maury. I would say it's like Maury, Ricky Lake, you could say Maury, Ricky Lake. There's no ratchet to it, but I'm trying to remember what talk show, because in episodes he has, we want, you know, for him to unlock their mate's phone because they want leaders cheating. And I'm trying to remember what talk show I watched. You want to unlock the phone thing, and I can't remember. Because I know Maury was doing the paternity test thing and, you know, saying people come on and say my man is cheating and that. And that's why I said Maury-esque, you know, talk. Jerry. And Jerry Springer doing the my phone thing. I'm trying to think, was it Steve Wilco? I'm not sure if it was Steve Wilco either. But I remember, it was a talk show where they was doing the Unlock My Phone, and they had a forensic person go through the phone. Because I remember an episode, I can't remember the talk show, but I remember episode where they were doing the Unlock My Phone, and the person broke their phone just so that they could unlock the phone. And I remember another episode of same talk show where a person deleted off their phone, and the forensic person was still able to figure out what app they deleted on their phone. See, I'm gonna say this, and a lot of you may not know this. You know the app store where you download majority of your apps onto your phone has a history of the apps you purchased through your phone. So even if you delete, apps or phone, the app store, will have a list. So when you go to the app store and you click on your icon, right, and you will see it says purchase subscription notification. And when you click on purchase, it gives list of all the free apps. They give you every app you've ever purchased that put on your phone. Yep. So if you got any dating apps that you ain't supposed to be having on your phone, he's see that. Even on your phone, he's able to see that. And it's telling them and the date of when you downloaded it, right? I like selling games, right? Dominoes. So there's two Dominoes apps that I've downloaded to my phone. Because one Dominoes game I downloaded was in July of this year. And then it told me to update the game, and it gave me a whole new different Dominoes game that I had to download to update from the other. And now I was on July of this year. So when you download apps, right? When you download apps, it gives the date. It keeps the list of them, and it gives the date that you downloaded it. So while watching Abdul Karamo unlock her man's phone, they found that the dating app on his phone was there. And he said, oh, I don't have that anymore. He said, the last Karamo song, the last time he used it was 22 hours ago. That's exactly what Karamo said, that he used it 22 hours ago, the boyfriend. Trust me, if you got on your phone, you don't want nobody to see, and you delete them off your phone, they can't retrieve them. He had pics on his phone, and he's talking about, oh, she knew about these pics. And one of the pics, I don't mean to be graphic, but one of the pics was him with a woman giving him fellatio. And she was like, I don't know about that one. I have knew about that one, but the total number of pics that I had on his phone was 7 or 8, 7. That's a lot of pictures you have on your phone. Especially explicit pics at that. I'm at a phone. And I take pics. Yes, those pictures will be on my phone. Right? If I use, like, upload a business for my business, when I upload flyers and stuff like that, I may use my phone and do it. And once it's uploaded, I delete it off my phone. Because even though you delete pictures, they're still on your phone, so you keep it completely clean, and it takes it permanently off your phone. So, yeah. Another podcast is R&B podcast. I've done this podcast before. That's Tank and J5 podcast with all things R&B, and they are the authorities on all things R&B. The last episode featured Ari Lennox, the first episode ever with Ruby Fox. The one before Ari Lennox was Co-Stein, producer Co-Stein. That before Co-Stein, I think, was Nice. And you can check that out on YouTube. It comes every Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning, Eastern Time. That's 7 Pacific Time. If you are a person who has a podcast, you can always call into this show and let the people watch a podcast. You can always, if you can't call in, always shoot me an email at rollthestone2010@gmail.com. Shoot me an email about your podcast. Let people know about it. You can hit me at my website, which is rollthestone.net. You can also hit me by phone, which is 204-399-2014, and hit me up that way and tell me about it, and I will tell it to people. Because I, you know, you can't, you want to be able to call, but you want your business to know it. I can do that, you can't make it out. Look the calendar so I can give you the exact date. I'm going to give you the exact date, which is the 21st, December 21st is next one. And like I said, I'm thinking about doing a 3-hour. So it will go earlier than 9. It will be earlier than 9. On that one. Excuse me. So that's... So I may, let's see, I might do 8, 7, earlier than that. It might be 7 to 10. Or I may keep it the 2 hours that I always do from 9 to 11. Because it's the 100th show. Or what I may do is keep it the 2 hours, but go live. Live stream also. A live stream as well. So you can call into the station and you can join me live stream as well to be a part of the show. I may do that. But the next one is December 21st. So mark that on the calendar. Next time on your business show. Entrepreneurs, business owners, artists, authors, anyone with something to promote, doesn't matter what your profession is, as long as it's a legal profession, because I ain't promoting no illegal profession. As long as it's a legal profession, you can promote it on this show. And like I said, I like this show because I've seen people on my timeline starting businesses. That, well, nobody knows who they are. I create a show where they have the opportunity to tell the people about their business so they can get customers. Started a clothing line, fashion line. And here you call in, you tell the people about your fashion line. Right? You tell them where to look at the clothes that you're selling from your fashion line. The way, or if you're on your website yet, maybe your social media. See and say, oh, I like this. I want to purchase something, you know, support and purchase. And the fact that we reach people around the globe, you might have, you know, people from countries listening and support you. You might have somebody listening from Japan and say, oh, and they go to the website or whatever. You said, check it out, and I want to buy something. Yeah. Musical right now. And let's see what song. Let's do this here. Elaine and Ioptane. Night is up. I'll do this in a long time. Let's do that. And then we'll be right back into the Promote Your Business show.
DJ Frost, the record.
Come at the boss and set the lights away. 21 guns alone for the youth, some will left the ground.
Yes. Sometime when we really just, who then you just pray the best? I leave the stress of the sword from them evilness. Cause time too serious. Come on, let's shine in and say shine in and say love with the chiting us. Chiting us to keep up my life in us. Life in us. Work hard and chiping us. Chiping us. Yeah.
Move mountains together. Shine through any weather. Lighter.
Shine your light. cause every dark tunnel have a light in the. That's how we fight the people who are trying to kill with. So tell them straight, say you're the light she will.
Yeah.
I did it again. So I did all this talking to y'all, and I had my cell phone. So you didn't hear not a word I said. So I'm gonna get up of dead air because I had my cell phone mute. While I played the song, I put my cell phone mute. And I never back off of mute after the song finished. When I realized, oh, the song was playing the cell phone mute, I looked at it, and I was on mute. All that talk and I did, nobody got to hear it. I'm sure the person who called in didn't even hear me talk out the 2 area code. I'm sure they didn't hear that one said, hung up. That's why they hung up. And I realized I was still on mute. I'm sorry to all my listeners out there who was tuning in to the Mojo Business Show today. I am so sorry that you got a hold of a dead ear because I had to take myself off mute. The next one is December 21st. It's either 9 p.m. or 8 p.m. because it's our episode. And I'm going 3 hours. Yep, that is December 21st. And I'm a call of the night. I'm too through myself that I didn't realize I was on mute too through a mouth. All this talking, since that light went off, and did not realize I was still on mute. How did I realize that? You know what I need? What I need while I'm doing the show, all my shows, when I do my talking shows, I need someone on the board so that when I go on mute, play a song and I go on mute, that if I unmute myself, that the person will call me and say, you're on mute. So this way, I won't talk an hour on mute. All I need is someone that's not part of the show, but there to listen to know if I'm on mute. They can hear me or not. Or if something's wrong with the sound, they can tell me something's wrong with the sound, then I can adjust the mic. If it's really messed up with staticky, and it's the mic is static, either I can switch to the phone and talk to y'all by phone. I went a whole hour on mute, talking to you like it ain't nothing. About the Pivot podcast. You might have heard me say that because I think I talked about that before I played the music. I talked about stuff for an hour that y'all didn't even hear that I felt like repeating. So I'm too through with myself. You know how like when you were a kid and you did something wrong, your parents was like, you want punishment. I feel like I should be putting my punishment by having my mouth on mute and talking while I'm with y'all to hear it. Show indie experience, nothing but the best in indie music. Sometimes the indie experience are like more old school, so you may hear some old school records being played, or I might go new school and hear some R&B, indie hip hop, indie rock, hip hop, country, and I just, you know, it's all about how I feel. Which direction I want to go with the music. Maybe hear some jazz. You know, it's all about which way I go, flow with the music. But no, that's going to be music. So, I have 3 minutes left. I need you to follow you on Instagram. On Instagram and Twitter, @ Rose the Star. WR is the two. You have to support Black Gold Forever Foundation by going to the Black Gold Forever, that's BAKOAE forever.com. And you can also make a donation to the foundation if you use Cash App. You can put in BOF Foundation on your Cash App. Whatever amount you feel that you want is, it's okay with us. You know, the bill, the Rockefeller store is part of the foundation. The store pays money for the foundation. So the items will see the new items we have. Forever Foundation t-shirts, hoodies, tote, canvas tote bag, and sweatshirt. Yep. Variety of colors here. It's each, the notebook has, I think, four colors, and which is white, black, pastel pink, and navy. That's the book. And the tote bag is only in two colors, which is black. I think it's black and gray. Or black and white, I can't remember. But I think it's two colors. The hoodie comes in, the hoodie, the sweatshirt, the t-shirt comes in seven colors. And they're all different. All different colors. So if you want to support the foundation, just go to blackoforever.com. It's blackoforever.com. As much appreciated. If you want to donate, just go to your Cash App and BOF Foundation. Yep. I say peace, one love. I appreciate you. Don't be a stranger. Keep mocking. You're on the world of story. If you miss it, go buy a world of story. You got to do goodbox.com/world2. Or just world of stardom and use radio and use the platforms we are on. Or you can go to the radio page and listen through there. Once again, I do appreciate you. Bye-bye.